This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said on Sunday he is willing to meet a pro-Ukraine group of Russian partisans holding two Russian soldiers captive as he reported a renewed flare-up of fighting near the border.
Grainy aerial footage released on Sunday by a militant group of Russians fighting on behalf of Ukraine purports to show its members storming into a suburb of the Russian city of Belgorod. The Freedom of Russia Legion and another group, the Russian Volunteer Corps, have claimed they've conducted a number of cross-border raids into Russian territory from Ukraine. Last week, Moscow said two civilians were killed during fighting. In a video posted to the Freedom of Russia's Telegram channel, a man identifying himself as the commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps said his fighters had captured two wounded Russian soldiers. The man offered to exchange them in a meeting with Belgorod's regional governor.
China has tightened access to Tiananmen Square in central Beijing and elsewhere on the anniversary of 1989 pro-democracy protest.
In Hong Kong, which had been the last Chinese-controlled territory to hold commemorations, police detained 32 people on Saturday and Sunday. Many of them were brought away around Victoria Park. The large public space used to be the scene of an annual candlelight gathering to remember the hundreds or thousands killed when army tanks and infantry descended on central Beijing on the night of June 3rd and into the morning of June 4th, 1989. Discussion of the events has long been suppressed in China and became increasingly off-limits in Hong Kong since a sweeping national security law was imposed in June 2020. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia says that it thwarted a large Ukrainian attack in the eastern province of Donetsk, though it's unclear if this was the start of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. The Russian Defense Ministry, in a rarely early morning video Monday, said its forces pushed back a large-scale Ukrainian assault at five points in Donetsk, one of four Ukrainian regions Russia illegally annexed last fall. Ministry spokesman said the enemy had no success. Ukraine didn't comment. The military leaders of the United States and China have spent the weekend in Singapore exchanging barbs over recent events in the South China Sea, as VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin speaking as carried by the Associated Press.
People's Republic of China continues to conduct an alarming number of risky intercepts of U.S. and allied aircraft flying lawfully in international airspace. We will support our allies and partners as they defend themselves against coercion and bullying.
Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu is provided by the Associated Press.
To truly avoid these incidents, the best way is for countries, especially naval vessels and fighter jets of countries, not to take closing actions around other countries' territorial sea and airspace. To put it your way, mind your own business and take good care of your own people.
Lee had refused Austin's request to meet at the summit.
That's VOA's Arash Arabasadi reporting. Saudi Arabia has announced that it is cutting its oil production by 1 million barrels per day, raising new questions about the price of fuel. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Saudi Arabia is taking a unilateral step to bolster sagging crude prices with the announcement it will reduce oil output to the global market by 1 million barrels a day. The rest of the OPEC Plus oil producers meeting in Vienna agreed to extend earlier cuts through the end of next year. The slump in oil prices has meant U.S. drivers could fill their tanks more cheaply. AAA says prices average about $3.55 a gallon, a dollar lower than a year ago. But analysts say if the Saudis felt another production cut was needed, that means the outlook for fuel demand is uncertain for the months ahead. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.